Are we doing our music feature today?
Yes, we are.
A lot of comments about that yesterday. We were talking about music and we were talking about the fact that Alad doesn't really like... He doesn't, as a rule, doesn't like stuff that was out before he was born.
Hmm.
And we got talking about tracks that you like that you don't think anyone else would like, and they would laugh at you for liking them.
We might turn the text off during this feature.
And also... No, I don't. No, I think we'll
you
be
really
right.
Want to hear...
Yeah, and okay. Also... Bands that everybody loves apart from you.
Is it bands or tracks?
Well, it doesn't matter.
The thing is, I was thinking about this yesterday after the show.
It's tough.
Well, yeah, but by the same token, I think you could apply that rule to so many different things. There's so many, like, what would be regarded as cool or credible stuff that I don't like, and then loads of stuff that is maybe cheesy, which I love.
Yeah. And also, as well, there are bands that I'm not... necessarily a fan of, but there'll be a couple of songs they do that I absolutely love. So yeah. if you said to me Radiohead, I'd say I'm not a massive Radiohead fan, but I love Just.
Yeah.
And I love No Surprises. And I love, you know, I'd probably name like a handful of tracks. So I can't say that I dislike their music, because some of their music I love.
Yeah. But there's loads of examples, I think, from like every genre.
So I've chosen... do you know what? I'll tell you. We'll do it later.
It's a guessing game as well. We're going to play a clip.
So we're going to play a clip of a song, and we're going to guess who either loves it or who hates it, depending on what category it's in.
So do we do... How will we do? Will we do maybe guess whose it is first, and then whether it's their love or hate? Or do we do all the...
It's a hate category and then a love category.
Yeah. All right, fine.
Tini, excited?
I can't wait for this.
I think it's going to be really eye-opening. So that and nobody knows what the other person's chosen. So, for example, it's be like, okay, so someone hates this track, here it is, and we'll play a track that everybody loves.
Is anyone else feeling scared to reveal the track that they do love that is obviously not cool or not?
It's fine.
Do you know what? I can't wait.
I really...
Do you know why?
Why?
Because I'm hoping if I can convert one person to go and buy it, I'll be happy.
Also...
I genuinely love the one I've chosen.
And mine's really, really, really not cool.
But it doesn't... It also works if... It doesn't have to be a really, really uncool one. It also just maybe needs to be one that you wouldn't necessarily associate with that member of the team. Does that work?
Like if it's Alad and he really likes a track by Rage Against the Machine.
Correct. Mm.
Do you, Alad?
No.
Right, there you go. What a surprise. So our musical tastes game is coming up in the next half hour.
Digital. FM. Online.
This is BBC Radio 1.
I can't wait. I think Tina's excited.
Very excited, but also scared.
Alad looks petrified because he knows he's going to go, I don't like the Beatles, whatever, or I don't like whoever it may be. And
you know,
all the fans of that band will text in going, Alad, you're an idiot.
Mm, I'm going to get abuse, I know it.
Yeah, but you'll also get people go, do you know what? I'm with you.
Mm.
It's going to happen.
Just hope they're not listening.
I'm curious.
By the way, I might have been lying when I said about my track not being cool.
Oh, really?
It might be uber, uber, uber cool. That I love, and you might be amazed.
It's not, though, is it?
Might be. Don't want to make it too obvious. So we'll do that. I'll explain exactly what it is after the news and sport. It's a minute past eight.
Complaints about mobile phone insurance go up. And ready. The Chris
Moyle Show. Here we go, then. National Radio 1. Right, so we got talking yesterday about Alad and his taste in music, and then what started out... He thought I was having a dig, ended up with me kind of questioning him and weirdly backing him up, I thought.
Very supportive.
In the fact that, and Firm Cotton was saying at 10 o'clock, music is, the great thing about music is, you can listen to a song and you can instantly go, oh my God, this song is brilliant. And the person next to you, who could be your other half or your best mate or whatever, could go, are you deaf? It's crap, and vice versa, right? Mm. And but that's the beauty of it.
And only because of that do we have so many different types of music.
Yeah.
Exactly. Otherwise, everything would sound the same, and that would be boring.
So we were saying, at the risk of, like, getting lots of comments from our audience going, you're an idiot! We all had to pick a song that we like, which you may be surprised by. And we all had to pick a track
that we dislike.
Oh, I thought it was an artist.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter.
Okay, fine.
Artist track, whatever.
Yeah. So we're going to play that game now. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a track. And then this is a track that somebody on the show likes. Me, Dom, Tina, Dave or Allard. And we have to guess which one of us likes this track. They have a secret love for this particular piece of music. And we have to see if we can work out who it is. Right, get it?
Yeah.
And then we'll play a hate track. We're going to guess who that is as well.
Okay.
And if you want to comment, as I'm sure lots of people will, start your text with the name of the person you're commenting about.
So start your text with the word Allard.
So if it turns out to be my track you disagree with, then you can send a text with Allard, you are stupid, or great, or whatever.
Mm. By the way, Cameron Diaz texted in.
Oh,
saying,
yeah. What's she saying?
Don't look at that picture, by the way, Allard.
Whoa.
Cameron Diaz texting saying, "Hi, it's Cameron Diaz. I'd love to come in tomorrow. Might even come down the pub with you guys. Grr. Much love from Cam."
Oh, that's nice.
So there. And then there's that picture there, Allard.
What is even happening?
Well, I'll talk to you off the air about that. All right, so you ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's play. I'm going to play a track. Somebody in this room loves this track. Okay?
Yeah.
And here it is. All right, well, my first choice would be Allard, but that's too obvious.
It would be a surprise, would it?
No. I know who I'm going to go for on that.
Do you think I know who I'm going to go for as well?
Should I say it aloud?
Well, let's go around the room, right?
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I too would have said Allard, but I think it is too obvious.
I don't mind that track, so I'm telling you now, it's not me. I don't mind it. I think it's all right.
Mm.
But who are you saying?
I think... it's Tina.
Tina.
I'm writing down.
Tina?
Well, Allard's too obvious, so I'm going to go for you, Dom.
Hmm.
Dave?
I, too, am going to go for Dominic.
And I am going to go for Dave.
I'm going to go for Dave as well.
All right. Would the person who loves that track please... reveal themselves. Oh, sorry.
It's me.
Yeah! I knew it.
I love that.
You love it.
Do you know what? I think it's a brilliant, brilliant record in every respect.
Wow.
And also, I know that it's maybe not one that you would associate with me.
Mm. No.
But I just think it's brilliant. I can't get enough
but
of
you
it.
But you love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
I think as a I'm not the biggest Beyonce fan,
right?
At all,
no.
But as a standout one record, I think it's brilliant.
Okay. Do you want another one?
Yeah.
All right. Do you want a secret love or a secret hate track?
Let's use the word dislike, not hate.
All right, let's go for a dislike.
Let's
track.
Do a dislike.
Yeah, dislike intensely. Okay.
Which one of us on the studio hates this track? Is it everybody?
It's got to be everyone, isn't it?
Allard.
Yeah, Allard.
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 Is it you?
It is me. Everyone assumes I should like Steps. I hate Steps. Sorry, no offense.
Oh, the whole band you hate?
For any of the songs. You keep getting it, don't you? You go, and everyone's like, oh, Steps. I'm like, oh, God, Steps.
See? Allard's just like us.
Mm-hmm.
Do you hate every Steps track?
There aren't any that I like.
You don't even like tragedy a little bit.
No!
I wouldn't say I hate them all, but there's none that I like.
Intensely dislike everything they've done.
I don't mind their version of tragedy, I've got to be honest. Is that bad?
What was the first one they did?
This one.
Was this was the first one? The line dancing one?
For Children in Need.
Yeah, that's right.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, talking of which, right? Talk about a come down. Lee Latchford Evans, who was 1/5 of Steps, was on Buzzcocks the other night. You know, in the lineup where they have to guess.
Oh, really?
Who the member of the band is? You know, and normally it's like some band from like the '70s or whatever like that. And it was him, and I just thought, you know.
Did you get it?
Yeah, I got it straight off. Yeah.
Well done. Well, was you being a big fan and all?
Yeah. All right. Woo! Huge stepper.
All right, Secret Love. Okay. Hang on. First of all, here's some comments. Dave, nice choice. Love it.
Thanks.
Dave, I can't text as my fingers are in my ears, says Rich in Sevenoaks. I don't know. I'd be surprised if people really hated that Beyonce track, Crazy in Love. This is another Secret Love track. Who on the team secretly loves this track? Ronan Keating. Wow. I say Dominic.
Yeah, and me.
I say Chris.
I say Chris.
I say Chris.
I think it's Dom. I'd forgotten about this.
I think it's Dom too.
I quite love this as well.
Okay, who secretly loves this track?
Hello.
Dominic!
Now, I know it's very not cool. Very, very, very not cool.
But it's great, though, isn't it?
But everyone who's listening to it just at that moment in time had a big grin on their face. And that's the reason I like it.
I do like this track.
Puts you in a good mood.
But you love it?
Do you know what? Yeah, I do. When it's on, I won't turn it off. I like it a lot.
Wow.
Yeah. I could.
You could what?
I could turn it off.
Really?
Yeah. Close fader.
Hang on. Now the chorus is
Here's the chorus.
Come on now. Found love. And you love theme parks.
Don't fight it all night long. Come on. Life is a roller coaster. All right, that'll do. Okay. Do you want to go for a secret hate track?
Yeah.
Who hates this track or this band? Ooh, Jay-Z. Now, I wonder if it's the track or just Jay-Z as a whole.
Mm. A very brave person if it was Jay-Z as a whole.
Okay, if it's the track, I would say Tina.
This is a dislike, this one, is that right?
Yeah, this is a dislike. Because I know that Tina likes Jay-Z, so if it's just the track, I'd say Tina. If it's Jay-Z as a whole... I'm going to go Dominic.
I'm with you, Chris.
Yeah?
I'm going Dave on this one.
I'm going Dominic.
I don't know what to say. I'm going Dom.
All right. Who hates this track or who hates Jay-Z?
I hate the track.
Oh, Dave!
How dare you!
Now... Yeah, it's nothing... I didn't realise it was to do with the artist, because I think Jay-Z has done some ace stuff, but that is...
So he's backpedalling already, look.
Hey? Yeah.
You're backpedalling into the cool cul-de-sac.
It's not, because this is purely on tracks, as I understood, you know, in terms of love and dislike.
Well, it can be track or right. band.
I'm doing it on track.
Right.
That's pony.
It's not brilliant. You're wrong.
Based on, like, he's done some brilliant stuff, but that with that horrible Annie sample is pony.
Donna in Leeds agrees with you.
I really like that though.
You're wrong, Dave.
It's probably the only one of his that I really dislike.
I find it a weird track, but I wouldn't switch it off.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I would. I'd switch over. I
hate that track.
I just say it's just
because of the Annie sample.
Yeah, it's just the Annie sample that just goes through me.
Wow. All right. Dave hating on Jay-Z. Oh.
Only that one, though.
All right.
we will let him know.
Yeah, sorry, Mr. Zed.
Okay. I'm not keeping a tally of who's hating, who's loving what. Are you? Okay. All right. Next secret love track. Which one of us in the studio loves this track? Is it?
I don't know.
We will go our way. I know it is. Together, we will
leave someday. Together. Seriously, someone's chosen this?
Is this the village people? Together, we will make the plans. Together, we will. Right.
Okay, can I go first?
Yeah.
It's got to be you.
I say Dominic loves it. I think it's you.
I think
you started smiling straight away.
I think it's you, Christopher.
It's got to be you.
After that acting, it's definitely Chris.
I'm really surprised, but I think it's you, Chris.
And also, I guess I'm fun to say it's a cry for help.
Yeah. Please don't make it be so.
I think you're making a statement.
Well, yes, it's me. Oh! I love this song.
Wow. And everybody's grinning again.
I love it. Way before my time, of course. I think I don't understand it, right? But I think it's so uplifted. I really do.
This is horrible.
It's not horrible.
It is horrible.
You're wrong. You're wrong. But the production and the brass and it sounds so big. I love you. I know
you love me. Don't mind to it. That's too much for me.
Come on, Dom.
Didn't we meet them?
Outside a hotel in LA. You ready, Dominic? Come on.
Text, if you can help, Chris, text 81199.
There must be other people out there who love this. It's brilliant. I'll tell you what I like. It's the beginning. It sounds so big. It sounds so 70s.
And it's growing as the track goes on.
Oh, let me tell you, it is. Come on, Tina. You got to show some love. One, two, three, go.
Do you know what? This is one where if you play it in the car, you've got to have the windows up, haven't you? I mean, imagine driving down the high street listening to that with the windows open.
There's not much support on the text.
Of course there is.
Stuck in traffic on the M6.
Yeah,
of course there is. Of course there is. Chris, you're very, very sad, says Tracy. Why would anyone love this song? Apart from my mum, says Sadie. Go West. Love it, you see. Hot Cop is my favourite song by the Village People, says someone else in the text. Chris, get your coat from Dave in Northampton. Chris, I love it. Claire in Stratford-upon-Avon. So see, there you go. More people love it.
It's a cry for help.
Okay, do you want to hear someone's hate track?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right. Somebody in this room hates this track or this band. Just gonna stand there and watch me burn. But that's all right because I like this. Is this Rihanna and Eminem?
Yeah. Just gonna
stand there and hear me cry. Tina.
Gotta be Tina.
Yeah, I'm going for Tina.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah, she's smiling.
Yeah, because that's quite a shock.
That's so obvious, Tina.
I'm going for Alid.
Yeah. And who is it?
It's me.
Oh!
I know this is very cool.
What do you hate?
I just find
that whole track.
I just find it dull. I know you shouldn't, because it's a very cool song. I like a lot of stuff Rihanna's done, and a lot of stuff that Eminem's
into the
done.
Cul-de-sac.
But it, again,
paddling into cool,
into the cul-de-sac.
It's just a bit ploddy. I just find it a bit boring.
Really?
Yeah. Whoever loves somebody so
much, you can barely breathe when you're with them, you meet in neither one. This does nothing for you, Eminem, on this bit.
Not really.
Didn't we play this when we were doing a gig together and everyone sang with it?
Yeah.
You didn't enjoy that?
No, I just don't like it very much. Sorry.
Wow. Dominic hating on this track. We've got two more.
Okay.
To do. I've completely lost track of who likes what, who hates what, but that's part of the game for me. So, tell you what, let's do the news, and then I could do this after the news.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated by this.
A lot of support for what you just said, Dom.
Really?
People really?
Agreeing.
Hmm.
Chris, why don't you just come out, says Darren from Norwich. Dom, you dimbat. Go West and Crawl Under a Rock with Chris.
Go West and Crawl Under a Rock is great.
Worst song in the world, says Duncan. I'm with you.
I don't know if it's the worst song in the world. It's just...
I hate that song with a passion, says Katie.
It's a very cool song.
God, Dom is an idiot. Shut up, Dominic. I never text in, but Dom, we are no longer friends, says Dan in Kent.
Oh, sorry, Dan.
Dominic, are you mental? From Stevie in Aberdeen. Well, there you are. This is good. I'm liking this.
I'm enjoying this, actually.
Yeah. Really?
Because it's actually throwing at some proper surprises.
Yeah, it is.
All right, let's do the news then. And then we'll come back and we'll do a few more love and hate tracks from people on the team. Can't wait to find out what we're going to hear next.
Digital. FM. Online.
This is BBC Radio 1.
This is so good. I think we should do this again tomorrow.
I was just thinking, we could almost, if not on a daily basis, we could certainly do this weekly.
Yeah, let's.
Yeah, we can review the playlist.
What day does the new playlist come out, Alad?
Today, Wednesday.
Right, every Wednesday, then. Yeah. Every Wednesday. All right, it's 8:31. All right, let's keep going with this. Just been on Twitter getting a really good reaction. People are loving the love-hate tracks. All right, so two more love-hate tracks.
Yeah.
People in the studio, all of us. Okay, someone in the studio loves the next song. But who is it? Ready?
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember who's left.
I can't either.
Well, this is a great record.
Yeah.
So it's not, as far as I'm concerned, it's not bad to like this. It's good to like it. I'm going to go Alad.
Tina for me.
Tina.
Yeah.
Tina 2, I think.
Tina 2?
Tina 2.
Alad for me.
Tina for me.
I'm changing it to Tina as well, because she's biting her nails and looking at the floor.
Yeah, but she was doing that on the last one, though, to be fair, where it was Dom.
Who loves this song?
I do.
Oh!
I would have been right!
But the full version.
The full version. Yeah. Was it 9 or 7 minutes?
Yeah.
And the video is incredible as well for this. And it's mainly because my friend Clive. Good morning, Clive. We were friends in school.
And that's why I like Guns N' Roses, because my friend Clive.
And he got
Clive
and Roses. The album, so, yeah.
Good morning, Clive.
Do you like other Guns N' Roses stuff or just this track?
That era.
Yeah.
There was maybe the album before it and this, because we were waiting for this album to come out.
Wow, really?
But do you know what? I couldn't name them. But I knew all the songs.
Is this Use Your Illusion?
Yeah, 1 and 2, 91.
So you like, Appetite for Destruction?
Well, yep, we used to listen to the album and to like them.
Are you lying?
This is my favourite one, which is why I went for this one.
Love this track.
But then this was on MTV all the time.
Yeah, it was, actually.
You ever seen them live?
No, I haven't, actually.
This song goes out for Alan! November rain, baby! Yeah! Don't you think that you need someone? All right, interesting. I'm glad you like that.
Yeah.
It's a great track.
Mm.
All right. Do you want to get a hate track or
yes.
a hate artist or band, whatever? All right. One of us hates this.
I'm not trying to fool you, even though I would like to. I think you are really fit. You're fit, but my gosh, don't you know?
Controversial.
So when I looked at you standing there with your horde, I was waiting in the queue looking at the ball.
Right.
Wondering whether to have a burger or chips or what the shrapnel in my back pocket could afford.
I'm going to go artist, Chris.
Yeah, you've been quite vocal about your lack of enthusiasm for Mike Skinner.
Yeah, me. You for me as well.
Yeah, I'm going for you, Chris.
You for me too.
It's not me.
Is it not you?
No, and I can't remember who's to left. I can't remember who is still left.
It's not worth it, Mike.
I'm tempted to say Dave.
I'm all right. Don't touch me.
Who is it? Who hates the streets on this track?
Me.
Oh!
I'm not that fussed by the streets. It's not just the track. I'm just not that bothered.
Really?
Yeah.
They do nothing for you.
Not really.
The first album's brilliant.
It's not.
It is.
It's not. You're
it
wrong.
It is. No. It's
with respect.
You could almost do a whole game based on the streets.
The only good thing for me was Reese when we were abroad and England did badly, and we played a track and he welled up listening to the track.
White
Cry Your Eyes Out.
Yeah. And that's the only highlight for me.
I don't hate them, but I'm just not wowed.
Do you know what's really weird?
You know the first album.
I like this track, but I hate the lyric, Yes, Yes, Oh Yeah. I was discussing this with Zane Lowe yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And Zane's going, that's one line in the track, dude. And I'm like, I don't care. And he was saying that me and Mike Skinner would probably get on very well.
Yeah.
You probably would, actually.
Yeah. I do like this track. I do. I can't help but enjoy this track. But even this track...
Do you know what? To be fair, this track's all right.
Right. Are you talking about original Pirate Material? Pirate Material. Yeah. Pub,
yeah. Yeah, that's rubbish.
It's not that album. It is. Great. No, it is.
Do you know what? I don't get that album.
Album, honestly, is one of the best albums.
I know a lot of people out there love the Strokes, but...
That track, with respect, Dominic, you're wrong.
I'm not wrong at all. It's great.
Has it come to this?
I just don't get it.
Let's push things forward as well. That's brilliant.
Oh, I hate that
Sharp
track.
Darts is brilliant.
What?
Sharp Darts. That's on there.
I'm a surgeon.
I stood behind him on the escalator once going into the cinema. Mike Skinner.
Right.
End of story.
Okay.
That's a great story.
That's it.
Did you know what he was going to see?
No. It was definitely him, though. He was there with his girlfriend.
Really?
It was at the multiplex at Finchley in North London.
Can you remember what you were going to see?
No.
Right. That's a great story. Right, love or hate? What do you want?
Love.
Love,
yeah.
Love? Yeah,
love. Someone in this room loves this song, but who? And if you ever, ever fall in love again now, baby, you must make sure. Is that E17?
It's awful.
It's got to be Tina.
And if you ever... No, Tina's done hers, hasn't she?
Don't know, not the love one, has she?
Hang on, what were the other ones?
It's a great game for people with short-term memory loss, isn't
it? Plus Tina's standing up dancing to it as well.
Tom. Me. Oh. Tina, it's gotta be.
Yeah.
Tina
for me.
I love this.
You really do, look at your face.
It gives me tingles.
Really?
Yes, I
Who's
love it.
Who's E17 and who?
Gabrielle.
That's right. Aye.
I like the beginning bit, especially.
Well, I'm fond of the beginning bit myself.
That's the one that you have a routine to, isn't it?
I have a routine, yeah.
Go on, do the routine.
I don't have the beginning of the track.
Oh, no.
Sorry. Go on, Tina. Go on.
I don't know all the words.
Oh, wow. You actually sing better when you don't do the words. Not yet, though. No. Really? Come on, Tina. Can I just say, Tina sings like my mum. She doesn't know the line.
Deserve
but
you.
Deserve you.
Like that. Satisfaction.
Come on, Tina.
And if you ever fall in love again now, baby.
Oh, dear. Come on, keep singing. I love it. Lose yourself in the track. Lose yourself in it, Tina.
No, feels the same way too. The very first time that I saw your brown eyes,
I
do this and
Yeah, you love it so much.
It shows how much technology.
Oh, come on, it's really old.
It shows how much technology was involved in that chipmunk track that you recorded.
Alan has given me the introduction to that song. If you'd like me to do my classic DJ intro.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Hang on, let me just have a listen to it. I've forgotten how it goes. Okay, got it. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Joining us in the studio today is Brian Harvey from E17. Brian, what do horses eat?
Hey.
Well done. You get 3 points.
Oh, yeah.
If you're on a horse, what do you say to make it go faster?
Come on.
What do you say if you fall off?
Isn't it, what do you say to make it stop? Or is it when you fall off?
No, when you fall off. After that, I get so many radio stations. Brian from E17, tell me, what do horses like to eat?
Hey.
There you go.
Oh, I love it.
All right, last track.
Oh. Yeah.
Someone in the studio doesn't like this track or this singer or band, whatever it is. You ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who hates this? And please allow me to be your antidepressant. I too am prescribed this freely. Who is it?
Oh, it's Wombats.
Right. So who hates this?
It's got to be Allard.
I think it'll be Allard as well.
It's Chris.
I think it's Dom.
Al? Who do you think?
I think it's Chris.
Oh, actually, as a band, you don't like them, do you?
It's me!
Yeah, is it?
Now, I'm slightly cheated because I have a love-hate relationship with the Wombats. Because I can't help but tap my foot and sing along. But it's when I sing along, I realise that some of their lyrics are moronically stupid. And then I hate them again.
Yeah. Moving to New York is a great one.
Well, this is the thing. Like, I can't... My brain won't allow me to make a decision one way or the other. Mm. Sometimes I love the song. And then other times, I just want them to shut up.
Is this you backtracking?
What?
Is this you backtracking?
No, not at all. Like, this is boring, right? This song is boring. Sorry, it's rubbish. It's warbling garbage.
See, I quite like this.
However, Moving to New York
is brilliant.
Is a great track.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
However, the lyrics are dreadful. However, I like the song.
Yeah.
And I think I'm properly divided on the Wombats. And I think they look ridiculous.
Can we just have a refresh of the track that you love again?
Absolutely. So how cool am I, right? Not sure about the Wombats, but loving Go West by the Village People. That's how I roll, ladies and gentlemen. I'm proud of it. Stand up and be candid and be a proper man.
Together, we will go our way. Together,
we will live. Even by your standards, this is a surprising choice.
It is.
You think?
Yeah.
Together, we will make the plans. Together, we will fly so high.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dave. You secretly hate Jay-Z, Hard Knock Life.
That's just that one. Hate.
You know, the other game to play is to go to get your iPod and go to purchased items and press shuffle. That can be really embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
I know it is for me. It's because it's the most random you've ever heard. I could quite... If everyone else did it, I'd do it. Maybe not today, though. Maybe just let me go home and edit.
Delete.
Are you sure you want to delete? Yes, I am.
Yeah. I love this game. I think we should do it regularly.
All right,
should
well,
we
will.
Once a week, should we? Yeah.
Right, comments, please, then. 81199 if you've been surprised by any of the choices or you agree. Then send us a text. 81199. Totally agree about the Wombats. They're terrible. Or for lyrics, Matt in Uxbridge. See, here's the thing. I can't say they're terrible. I can no longer listen to you, Christopher. So, Ashley in Birmingham. Well, you know. So, all good.
Someone just put Wombats lyrics, but Go West? ?
All right, whatever. Can't help it. It's just the way that I am. Blame my mum for bringing me up on a diet of carpenters and Irish jigs.
You were born this way.
Lady Gaga accepts me. Comments. People saying who agrees or disagrees with the song choices that we just made.
Yeah.
Dom's choices were spot on. I hate the Wombats. They can move to New York and do one. anyway. I don't want to turn into a big slagging matter, but it's amazing how quickly we all, apart from Allard, we all backpedaled on our choices.
I'm used to the
It is
haters.
Called Pump It.
Yeah, that's what I thought. By the way, we've got one more track for you to decide whether you love or hate it, which kind of in this, now we're in this mood. I'm going to play a bit of singing, and you tell me if you love it or hate it, yeah?
Yeah. Mm.
Do you guys want to play next door? Dom and Tina, do you want to play? I'm going to play a bit of singing, you tell me if you love it or hate it. Here we go.
And if you ever fall in love again now, baby, you must be... Feels the same way too.
Oh, nice. That's nice.
As time that I saw your brown eyes.
Aye.
Da-da-dizza-na-na-na-na.
Dizza-dizza-na-na.
Ne-ne-ne-ne-ne.
Do you want to hear it, Tina?
No, I can't. I actually...
You can't?
I physically can't.
And if you ever fall in love again now, baby, you must be... Feels the same way too.
All right, here we go. Next verse.
It was time that I saw your brown eyes.
Beautiful.
Apparently, they're going to start using it to interrogate suspected terrorists.
Who needs Gabrielle? You know.
Who needs singing lessons? All right, so
I'll tell you everything. Don't play it again.
Do you know what? That should really fall into the "it's rubbish, but I love it" category.
Yeah.
That's another category we could throw in. Mm. It's rubbish. Let's be honest. But it's brilliant.
Yeah.
Like Bruno Mars, The Lazy Song. It's rubbish, but it's brilliant. And I love it. I can't help myself. No, 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 no. That's just lazy. That's just... Now, but then it's called The Lazy Song.
Well, you can't argue.
So you kind of go, well, is it actually... Yeah. Is it backward genius?
Well, yeah, is it brilliantly lazy?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But this... Hate on us, be envious. I know why they hating on us, cause it's not so fabulous. I'ma be real on us, nobody got nothing on us. Do you know what? Now I'm going to backtrack. I love the Black Eyed Peas. I really like this stuff. I really do. I love it. It's great to run to.
Is it?
Yeah. It's 9:38.
Yeah, come on. We will go our way. Yeah. Together. Everyone loves this song. We will leave someday. We just don't admit it. Together. Your hand in my hand. Together. We will make the plan. Apparently, reset. Reese remembers us coming out on his 40th. Tell our friends goodbye. Together. We'll start life new. Tina's dancing. Dom's dancing.
Love it. This
is one, two, three, go West. John West. Fight a grizzly bear. Go West. Hey, Reese, you loving it?
Loving it.
There you go. Alan.
Before my time.
It's before your time.
It's before everyone's time.
Before my time, you cheeky get. Yeah,
as in, you know, I don't like anything before my time.
Oh, I see.
So, no.
Matt? No. Dave?
Truly awful.
That's not. Tina? Come on.
I'm not a fan.
Dominic?
I like the fact you love it.
Right.
That's what I like.
Are you feeling it a little bit?
I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling it, but I like the fact you're feeling it.
I'm going to get this in the chart. I'm going to get this to number one. I'm going to go home today and spend the entire afternoon on a one-man Twitter campaign to get Go West by the Village People number one.
You love competition then. Me and Coxie are trying to get Life as a Roller Coaster in.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, she's all over it this morning.
Right, let's see who can get their song the highest. Go West. I just want to hear Reggie playing it.
And it's a new entry this week. What? At number five.
That's Reggie there. That's exactly how it talks. Might have been the best impression, but... Ellie Goulding's it. Ellie, what the hell are you staring at?
I can see it. I can see it moving.
All right, well... stop staring. I know that. To live there. In the sun or shade. Together, Dave. We will find a place to settle. Down in the...
I would go so far as to say this isn't even the best track from The Village People.
You're wrong. Come on, feel it. Can I just say, Shirley from Bridgewater says, I am marching around to Go West whilst eating my cereal. That's what you need to do. Everyone needs to stand up now and march. Apparently Ken Bruce is playing Chasing Status right now.
Is he? This is what we'll do.
Sun in winter time. I can't believe how boring you all are. You know what? You're all so boring.
Mm.
You put your money in your pocket willy-nilly.
Yeah.
and you're all boring.
We don't even order our banknotes or anything.
No.
Outrageous. What,
so, you know, I bet you've never even ironed money once.
We don't wash our hands each time we meet someone.
Or wash pound coins.
When you say like that, we are boring.
Have you ever washed pound coins?
No.
You're a bunch of weirdos.
I put it in vinegar once.
You put what?
I did put it in vinegar.
You're talking about the pound coins?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
We put 3 5-pound notes in vinegar and went, nothing happens.
It cleans
just sticks
it
in vinegar.
Does why, it? Why yeah, though? Why? Why?
It's nice and shiny. And but also...
Am I the only one who's ever put pound coins in the tumble dryer, in the washing machine, then the tumble dryer?
On purpose?
Yeah.
Yes, you are the only person
really?
In yeah, in the world who's done that.
I've never done that. But
wouldn't it break it? Don't
yeah,
do that.
Yeah, it would break it.
If you had that much money that you could fill a washing machine full of pound coins, you shouldn't really care if they're clean or dirty.
Exactly.
Anyway, that was, of course, the Chasing Status with Go West, their cover version. You know, when they cover it, you'll all be saying, oh, Chris was right. But maybe not until then, probably. So, Ellie's now staring at Matt Fincham. Ellie, what are you doing?
I can see it moving.
Why? Well, he probably likes the Village People more than he's letting on. Isn't that right, Matt?
Come to Daddy.
Oh, no. Oh. 9:42.